You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 448. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I hope you're having a great week, no matter where you are in the world. Now, I'm officially just back from Bali, where I hosted my annual Bali Women in Business Retreat, and let's just say it was freaking epic. And I wanted to share with you what happened on the beautiful island of what I call paradise, aka Bali. Now, when the first woman walked into the resort, she looked tired. Not just I didn't sleep on the plane tired, I mean business and life tired. That kind of tired that comes from holding it all together for far too long. And she wasn't the only one. 18 collective women from around Australia arrived in Bali, all running amazing businesses, all brilliant humans, however, all exhausted in their own individual way. They didn't need another strategy, they needed space. And that's exactly what I was about to give them. We started slow. No flip charts, no to-do lists, just a welcome ceremony. Feet on the earth, deep breaths, getting to know each other, connecting with each other. A moment to arrive, not just physically arrive, but mentally to arrive. You could feel their shoulders starting to drop and the shift beginning to happen. The next day was full quote-unquote business strategy, but the kind that lights you up instead of weighing you down. We had three incredible speakers. Jacqueline Brooker showed them how to land more stages with speaking. Emma Williams from Australia's leading marketing agency spoke about her life living in Bali, her mental health journey, growing a team, and also what to look for in social media for 2026. Another, how to grow without being glued to your freaking phone. And then our final speaker was Joe Bendel, a dear friend of mine that I met in 2026, who joined us from Spain and delivered the line none of us will forget: you've got to stop playing small. I watched their eyes widen throughout the day. Some laughed, some cried, all of them felt it. And after the speakers, I held my strategy hot seats. Real businesses, real questions, where they could ask me anything in regards to business, and I answered. No fluff, simply clarity and strategy. You could see the light bulbs going off one after another. And, you know, I'm here for that. Then came day three, and we took things off the whiteboard and into the real world. We hit the rice paddies of Bali, and if you have ever seen them, they are just absolutely epic. They are green, 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 lush, lush, lush. And it was there when we arrived our first destination, the Bali Swing. You know, the one where you get harnessed in and those individuals, or those employees just launch you over the valley? Let me tell you, there's something about flying through the air over a rice field in Bali. You don't think, you just trust. And that's exactly what I wanted them to feel. Then we got into our cars, bumpy roads, and there we landed at our next destination, whitewater rafting. It was chaos, laughing, screaming, paddling like mad. But what I remember most was this moment midstream. I was speaking to one of the other ladies there, and I said to her something along the lines like, I couldn't see what was coming up on the river next. And I didn't know where we were going. And part of me, part of Angela, gets a little bit anxious where we don't know where we're not going and how we're going to get there. But as I always know, we're going to get there in the end, even if the bumps and the detours happen. And that hit differently because that's business, right? You don't always see the path, but you go anyway. And the final day was done deliberately. It was a moment for them to feel a little bit more softness, leaning into their feminine. We started with a 2-hour spa treatment, stillness. Then a beautiful 3-course lunch overlooking the beautiful beach of Nusa Dua and the nice sun kissing our face. And then we went deep. Now, I won't share what happened in the last session. That space is sacred, belongs to the women who were there. But what I can say is this. The women who walked into the resort weren't the same women who were walking out. They were lighter, clearer, braver. They remember who they are and what they came here to build. And that night, we ended with a rooftop buffet, all you can eat, one of Bali's best restaurants. Chocolate fountains were flowing, wine was flowing, belly laughs were happening. It's the kind of laughter that only comes when you've let something heavy go. And here's the thing. This retreat wasn't about Bali. It wasn't about the swing or the spa or the whitewater rafting or the food. It was about permission. Permission to let go, to pause, to reflect, to be surrounded by other women who get it, to ask for help, to rest, to tell the truth, to build from peace and not pressure. But don't take my word for it. Have a listen to what some of the other women had to say about the retreat directly from themselves.
Hi, I'm Kath Clark, and I'm a personal brand and marketing strategist who helps purpose-driven leaders and women clarify, package, and confidently sell their expertise. I had the chance to go on Angela Henderson's retreat just this last weekend, and my God, what a game changer that was. I have to admit, I was feeling all of the feels around going along with 20 women. It seemed a bit like a slumber party to me. It was kind of turning me off, but I embraced it and lent in the whole weekend. What I got out of the retreat was certainly not what I went in expecting, but was exactly what I needed. I went in with a new business idea, a new product and service suite that I wanted clarity on. And on Friday, I lost the clarity. On Saturday, I was in the messy middle. And by Sunday, I had birthed a whole new evolution of my business. And it was through the not doing that I birthed that business rather than the doing. I've now left the retreat with this whole new love for journaling, giving myself time and space for reflection and prioritizing my health, something that if those who know me were listening to this right now, that would absolutely blow their mind. This is coming from a woman who is very much in her masculine driven and a very much a JFDI person. So what I loved the most about the retreat was actually because I am in, spend a lot of my business time in masculine, it was so amazing to be held by somebody else doing all the air traffic controlling and directing over the weekend and giving us some incredibly reflective questions, prompts and masterminding that really took me from one level to the next. And it certainly wasn't linear. Thank you so much for holding the space for me this weekend and for putting me in front of 19 other incredibly driven, amazing women. I feel like I've met my matches and it's so nice to not be the smartest person in the room. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Carolyn from Women's Divorce Academy. I run coaching programs that help women heal from their divorce and turn it into the best thing that ever happened to them. I was lucky enough to be at the Bali retreat, and to be honest, I almost didn't come. I told myself I was too busy, my kids needed me too much, and that I hadn't earned it this year because I didn't hit my business goals. What I didn't realize was how much I needed to be in that room or in that delightful resort, surrounded by women who truly understood me and my challenges and everything where I was at. Once I arrived, I made a decision that I think made all the difference, which was to show up fully, to be honest about where I was at, my doubts, my fears. And what I found was a group of women who held space for me, who embraced me and who saw the best in me, even when I was struggling. And between the incredible energy in that room and some tough but loving questions from Ange, I started to see what was really been holding me back and what's possible when I actually get out of my own way. And beyond all the breakthroughs, we also had so much fun. We relaxed, we connected, we laughed our faces off. It was everything I didn't know I needed. And I am going home lighter, clearer, and so much more grounded, not just in my business, but in my whole self. I think my family won't mind sparing me, and I think my business will thrive because of it. I feel like a changed woman.
So as you can see, those are just two snippets from the other epic 18 people who were there. And it's important for me to share that with you because, yes, I can talk about it and I can spruce about how much Bali retreat was awesome. But when you hear it in their voices, again, it does hit differently. So if you're listening to this going, I want a little piece of Bali. I need Bali. Maybe this is your sign. And guess what? You're in luck as we're doing it again next year. Now, there's two ways that you can join me in Bali next year. One, if you join my mastermind, depending on what tier, you do get to come to one or two of my live events. And you can also just buy a standalone ticket, whatever works for you. Either way, if your soul's whispering, yes, I need Bali, I want Bali, let's chat. You can send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is at Angela Henderson Consulting, or send me an email at info@angelahenderson.com.au. And remember, you don't need to do more. You just need a room that reminds you who the hell you are. And that, it changes everything. So again, if this resonated with you, send me the word Bali over on Instagram. I'd love to chat. And to the women who were there at the retreat with me, thank you for trusting me. Thank you for saying yes. You were all absolutely magic, and I adore you to pieces. Much love from Brisbane. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.